What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg G and audience. Boomer and Geo on the fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Thursday morning. Scary Knicks win, but a win nonetheless. The St. John's winning streak is over. Jerry will have all that stuff for you coming up in his first update. You get a veteran quarterback attached to the New York Jets, courtesy of Rich Cimini, someone close to the program, someone we have talked about many times, and Kirk Cousins, and unfortunately another man close to the program we have to say goodbye to today, and that is the great Jose Iglesias, who David Stearns basically said yesterday there's no chance of him coming back because he wants to make sure that the young guys get their opportunities. So what I did is I was saving this for tomorrow on Valentine's Day. I was going to give it to you, but I'll do it a day early. Here is a signed OMG Jose Iglesias sign. So I wanted to gift that to you as we have our memories of Jose Iglesias and we say goodbye to a man who performed for us at Boomer and Geo Live, gave us so many great days of joy and happiness, is now gone. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Oh, my God. Yes, I appreciate this, G, and thank you to Jose because he gave us great memories. And this was one of the great things that came out of last year, you know. And normally you have some weird things that happen with the Mets.
Yeah.
But this was
not. Win the 82 games. Game Mets.
Yeah. This wasn't one of those weird things. This was just a great thing. And you pointed it out. You said out of all the athletes that have tried to go into this arena, you know, singing, rapping, whatever it may be, he sounded the best. And then when he did come to Boomer and Geo Live out at the Paramount, I mean, he was such a gracious guy and such a nice guy. I feel bad that he's not coming back. I kind of totally understand it as I go waffling by the camera right there, dancing with Sydney. But you know, it was interesting that this had to happen this way. He did bring a lot of excitement. He was at the right place at the right time last year. He came through in so many different ways. And he was a big part of the turnaround. You know, that was the thing.
I mean, he was one of the biggest reasons for the turnaround.
Yes, exactly. And it's a shame that they can't bring them all back. And I feel bad about that. But I do, and I will cherish this. I will put this up in my office. And I'll think of great days of the Mets, and hopefully this year we have many more.
Yes.
And I think we will. I think there's really serious expectations, but I wanted Jose back, but I understand you can't bring everybody back. And I think David Stearns is trying to run this team without really having too much fan engagement.
Well, that's exactly right. And that was a point I was going to make next is even though he grew up a Mets fan, and I even saw an interview with him where he said that when he was a kid, he would listen to WFAN and all the guys that were on then and Ed Coleman. And he loved Bob Murphy growing up and all this stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we all did. But yeah, it just shows you how much of a fan he was growing up around here. And he just is not attached. He is not attached, which is a good thing for a general manager. And there's two big examples. One, he held his ground on Pete Alonso. And now two, Jose Iglesias isn't going to be here. And I'm sad about it. I think that he's great for the clubhouse. But realistically, to expect him to come back and have another season like that, it probably wasn't going to happen.
Let me ask you a question. We're assuming that whoever they are replacing him with, you know, is going to go out there and have a great year and maybe be able to do some of the things he did last year. You never know. Somebody gets hurt. Somebody doesn't, you know, somebody's not happy. You never know what happens. You just never totally close the door. Maybe the door is closed right now. But that doesn't mean it can't be kicked open in May, June, or July.
Well, I mean, if he's sitting out there,
yeah,
I mean, it doesn't
mean. You never
know.
That's what I'm saying. You never know.
Yeah,
I mean, you just never know, especially with 162 games and the way these players come in and out of these locker rooms and everything else. I mean, you know, come on. You never know.
Well, another team would have to, I mean, if another team picked him up, it would make that less of a possibility. You have to trade for him or whatever. But if he's just sitting out there and no one wants to take a chance on him because he had this miracle year and prior to that he'd been bouncing around in the minors and everything, and he's out there, then sure. But what David Stearns is really doing is he is opening the door up for Luis Angel Acuna to be a star at second base.
Well, go make it happen.
That's what this is.
You got to go make it happen. And, you know, the other part of all this is that, look, they went out and got Soto, so everybody's happy about that. They brought back Pete Alonso, so everybody's happy about that. So they did placate the fans to some extent to the tune of, you know, $750 million.
Yeah.
So I will say that, you know, it's not that he is... You know, he's not in Milwaukee anymore. You know, he's here in New York, and they're spending the money, and Steve and Alex Cohen are spending the money. So as a fan, really, as a diehard fan, I can't complain about anything that they have done this offseason. They are trying to win. You know, they have the behemoth, the Dodgers in the National League. They got to deal with the Braves. They got to deal with the Phillies. I mean, it's not going to be easy for them. You know that. I know that. We always know that, you know, when you're a Met fan, you are cautiously optimistic, especially when you have expectations like they do this year.
Yeah, I mean, and the door is closed on what was a special year last year. All of that is now on in our memories because this year now has nothing to do with that special year last year. And I think this was sort of symbolic of that as well. And we'll remember that, a team that overachieved, a team we didn't expect to do the things that they did to get as far as they did, these unbelievable moments. You know, the Braves at the end of the regular season, obviously the Milwaukee series, beating the Philadelphia Phillies in the way that they did, having that great Game 5 at Citi Field before they ended up losing the NLCS to the Dodgers. But now it's expectation, it's Juan Soto, it's haters out there, it's no more Grimace, it's no more Hawk Tua, it's no more OMG, it's no more Gay Mets, it's none of that. This is now a serious baseball team that is chasing a championship, and unfortunately, the OMG part of it is done. And Al was asking this question at the beginning of the warm-up show. It's true. Let's say another team picks them up. They can't do OMG, right?
Well, he has to come up with a new song.
They can't do OMG. That's our thing.
Candelita has got to come up with another song.
Don't take our thing, goddammit.
You know, the question is, will they play OMG at all this year at Citi Field?
They can't.
Right?
They can't do it.
Right? They have to move on. They have to come up with something else now.
Yeah. Did I see that Grimace was actually throwing out the first pitch at opening day? Or was that a joke? I hope that was a joke.
Oh, you're talking about old man me.
I hope that was a joke. Well, yeah. Well, you got another thing wrong yesterday, by the way, if you want to bring that up.
The fight.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I nailed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You nailed it. You're so happy. So we got Rocker and Mahomes, and it's going to be like a...
I am happy. Yeah.
It's going to be a worldwide wrestling type of thing. Yes.
Told you. See, but the way I do it is I'm like, I'm not sure if that was right. But the way you do it is like, oh, yeah, I mean, this is true here.
I mean, John Rocker would kill Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Well now we're going to get a chance to see it.
But if they're, no, I mean, come on.
What? We're going to get a chance to see if he kills him.
Have you seen Patrick Mahomes Sr. compared to John Rocker?
I have. Have you seen
these? One looks like an emaciated, like recovering alcoholic, and the other one looks like he's jacked up on creatine and steroids.
Right.
I mean, you know, and one is like ready to kill the world. The other one is just trying to make his way through life because he's got the most, you know, popular son that plays the most popular sport.
Well, I will say, have you seen any of these rough and rowdies?
No, I have not. I'm sorry.
And the reason why I bring that up.
Watching World War II documentaries, just making sure I got all my facts straight.
But the reason why I ask you if you've seen it before is they don't, once you get to the ring there, they allow whatever was going to happen to happen. Hold on one second. We'll talk about these helmets because I know you want to get to them. But
it just fell over.
It did fall over. It's just strange. We'll get to it. But if John Rocker was going to kill Patrick Mahomes in that ring, they're going to let that happen. They don't, like, pull off what you saw with Tyson and Jake Paul.
All right, then they're not going to get in the ring, then.
Oh, they're going to get in the ring.
They're not going to get in the ring.
Oh, hell yeah, they are.
Patrick Mahomes Sr. cannot get in the ring.
He's going to get knocked out.
How much older is he than John Rocker? 10 years?
I'm not sure.
Just Google it.
That's what I'm going to do. You know what? I don't have time to Google it. Why don't you Google it?
You don't have time?
Yeah. I'm drinking my coffee right now. Just... back off.
He's 54, Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Okay.
I'm going to say John Rocker definitely is younger than that.
Yeah, he's going to be like 44.
John Rocker is... where is your Wikipedia page? Where are you? There you are, John. Rocker is 50. So
really, Patrick Mahomes is only 54 years old. He looks like he's like my age, 60.
A lot of miles on that body. A lot of miles.
I look pretty good for 63, though.
Yeah. Not as good as Tom Cruise at 62, I have to say that.
Tom Cruise, again.
But Boomer's face is real.
Fake hair.
You think fake hair on Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Or, you know, the hair, fake skin, platform shoes.
Are you allowed to do all that fake stuff in Scientology? I didn't think you were allowed to do any of those things.
Oh, I think you are.
Okay.
You know, as long as you're ready for when the DC-10s come from the other galaxy and drop souls into volcanoes.
Yeah. And then the Thetans are born out of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hell of an actor, though. I love his movies.
Certainly. Right. But he looks good at 62. You look good at 63. Patrick Mahomes, senior, 54, not so good.
All right. What's the deal with the helmets now?
Well, I think Al has to answer the question. So the helmet just fell over, even though it's, is it a dual ear flap or a single? Ear flap.
And I found that piece of plastic in the studio, and I laid it on top of it.
By the way, this is a real helmet.
It is. The Mets sent that over.
Yeah. Can I
they
see
immediately.
Do I come in here and put it on for a second? Just make sure see what it looks like. Take a look at this. Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, that's a nice helmet.
Damn,
that's almost
right.
Like the real football helmets we had here.
Yeah, authentic.
Yeah.
Authentic.
Let's see if Al put that on. Take those glasses off. There you go.
And now throw a baseball at his head.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Yeah, right.
You got
exactly.
A baseball in here? I can throw it at your head. There it is.
Oh God. I mean, I wouldn't do this. This isn't. This isn't great. This isn't a good idea.
I would hit you in the face.
This is a good idea. This is not.
You in the head.
This isn't a good idea.
Want to go stand over there and I'll just rip it out?
No.
Sure.
Let him just pretend he's hitting. Right, I wouldn't hit him in the head with something, you know? There's that bat right there, the one behind you. Men Who Speak Up. I don't know what that's about.
It's a prostate cancer.
Oh, prostate cancer.
Cancer bat. So
here's your prostate cancer bat.
Get over there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
You're going to have him hit?
Well, he says he wants the hit.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what?
Doesn't he want a hit?
Tell Al to bunt.
Where are you going?
Out of the way of danger, man.
Yeah, there's no way out of danger. Here.
What are you?
See, all right, so he didn't hit it, so he wasn't ready.
Yeah, there's no danger here.
Here. One more time. High and tight?
No.
What do you mean, no? You got to bet. You got a helmet on.
Face, man.
So what? What do you mean? You want to wear like you want to wear one of those masks they wear in girls softball?
Oh!
Okay, good. All right, there you go.
Perfectly executed bunt.
Nice, good job, Al.
Awesome.
Are you going to try to fix this helmet here or what?
All right, let's get this thing back up. Thanks to Ethan.
How close was that to hitting you in the face?
I didn't even see it, honestly. So I'm happy.
Boom! Still got some gas.
Yeah.
More ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, this is not going to work. Get out of here.
You know what's funny is Al predicted that with the ear flap thing. Yeah. You definitely did.
I said that we have to have something flat.
Well,
you got to have something flat.
Something flat?
Something flat or...
Well, CeeLo's not here today, so...
He's not here, so he's not flat. How's that?
Yeah!
That's an upside-down New York Mets... Cup.
Okay.
I guess we could do it the right way.
A little awkward, but it's okay. We got our helmet. There you go. All right. So Ethan from the Mets send this over, and now we need the Yankees to help us out, and we can get this baseball season moving in the right way. Yeah.
But will they?
Yeah, I think that they will.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, now that they see this, and there's some higher-ups that listen and watch this program every day.
Get Sal and Brandon to call Booney and have him send one over.
Aaron Boone was on with those guys? I hadn't heard.
Holy Christ. I mean, you would think these guys are best friends.
I mean, every promo.
It is unbelievable.
Milking that thing.
I mean, they did a good job with the interview. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
no, of course.
But now Booney this, Booney that. They'll never be able to question another thing he does in a game.
But you know what they'll do beforehand? I love Booney,
but
I kind of disagree with him. And you know we love Booney. But, man, I would not have gone to the bullpen in that spot.
You think they're going to do that?
100%.
There's no way they're going to do that.
Because they know he listens now, too, so they don't want to get on his bad side. Like, it took them very long to get on the good side. And now they're not going to toss that away by criticizing his decisions.
You know, they have a thing about getting on people's bad sides. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, didn't they get on the bad side of, like, Carl Banks?
Yeah, but as we talked about at the time, I think that there was blame on both sides there.
Okay,
so I don't really
on the bad side of Carl Banks. They'll come in and house you.
it's a bit Possible, yes. I would. That's a rough and round. I'd like to see BT and Carl Banks all fired up. Get them in the ring. BT a little bit younger. He's got all that testosterone.
Oh, he got a lot of testosterone.
I mean, he'd probably still lose to Carl, but I'd like to see it.
Do you think when he lays in bed that he just oozes testosterone? We got to change the sheets every night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. I could definitely see him, you know, having those issues. Just like, you know, out of control testosterone problems.
Like, I don't know what blood type he is, but if you needed like some blood and he was donating the blood and you got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I would develop pecs.
With tiger blood, man.
Yeah.
That's what would happen there. But yes, those guys love Aaron Boone, and we need a Yankees helmet now. So
do I have to get involved now, or can you get it done?
Well, I mean, I think once the Yankees see that the Mets one is on display, and I'll send the photograph to them, they'll need.
I know the Yankees get very touchy about that. You know, we talk a lot about the Mets.
Oh yeah, they definitely get touchy about that.
Well, we talk about the Yankees all the time.
And it's line to center field, charging Judge. He dropped the ball.
Oh, boy.
See, I mean, that's not going to help, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie, that is not.
That's just not going to help.
Ball game over. World Series over. Just... Dodgers win.
At least they made the World Series.
That is true. I don't know why you're now like in kind of knocking the Mets in that way.
Well, I'm trying to get a Yankee helmet. I mean, what are you idiots still?
I mean...
I have nothing, like I told you, I have nothing against them at all. I'm not a Yankee hater like Eddie is.
No, neither am I. I'd like to see the Yankee helmet right here, right in front of us.
I'd love to see a Subway Series. I'd love to see that again.
We were close.
Love to see, you know, Juan Soto hitting a game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth over at Citi Field. Boom!
We were close. Or the Al and Jerry scenario where Jose Iglesias gets picked up by the Yankees and it's a Subway Series and Iglesias hits the home run and they're doing the pinstripe OMG.
Oh, my God!
Juan Soto's packing his stuff up and going home for the offseason.
Is that what you were talking about this morning?
Jerry said that's a possibility, that the Yankees could use a guy like him.
Hmm. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be a kick in the nuts?
They get Iglesias and we get Soto.
And then we'd lose to them in the World Series. And
with Iglesias, Jose hitting a home run.
Yeah. Coming around, and then OMG's playing in Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
That wouldn't be good.
That wouldn't be good, but that would be an unbelievable story for Jose Iglesias.
It would certainly be amazing.
And you want to know something? I got to say, if that happened, as disappointed as I would be, and again, I'm not waving the Yankee flag like Michael Strahan was waving the Philadelphia Eagle flag, because I wasn't, I'm a Met fan. I'm not a Met player.
Yeah, you're not waving a Phillies flag or Braves flag.
But OMG was at Boomer and Geo Live. I got to say that I think I would be happy for him.
Oof. Happy for him, but not...
For him. Like, you know, like if somehow the Islanders got into the playoffs and somehow Matt found himself on the ice, and let's say, I don't know, Anders Lee shoots the puck off of his skates or something and it goes in the net.
Happy for Matt.
I'm ecstatic for Matt.
Sort of like the Giants fan that still likes Saquon Barkley and is mad at the organization for letting him go. Happy for Saquon, not happy for the Eagles.
Exactly. Same way. Yeah.
Same situation.
Because I feel like we have a relationship with Jose.
Well, we certainly do. We sat there and did like an hour worth of meet and greet pictures with him.
Great guy.
Awesome guy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, so Al, I think I'm on the trail of a Yankee helmet, so I think we're going to be in good shape.
Oh, excellent.
Been in touch with somebody that's what I would consider a very important person over there.
Big wig?
You could call the person a bigwig. I don't necessarily know that I would use that.
Okay.
But I would say an important person.
Okay.
You think VIP. This person himself or herself would walk into the place and say, I need a helmet? Or they get somebody to do it for
them? No, I feel like it's going to be one of these missives. It's going to be sent down.
Oh, so you're talking about Hal?
No.
That's who you're texting?
No, I'm not talking about Hal. No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's going to be sent from the top floor down, yeah, without question.
Okay.
You know, and then it gets to the ground floor. Then the ground floor jumps on it, gets it taken care of. And I gave you as the addressee.
What's the over-under when this helmet arrives?
I think we'll have it by next week.
Okay. All right. That would be
I would assume
speedy.
Unless somebody decides to FedEx it, you know, today, then we get it for tomorrow.
Ooh.
But we wouldn't, you know.
Get it hand-delivered, I mean, if they're getting it from the
Bronx.
Yeah,
but that's a feel-good Friday tomorrow, but I don't necessarily know that we would get it by tomorrow. Probably have it by next week sometimes.
Okay. Where you we know? Go. We got our Mets helmet, authentic Mets helmet in front of us from the Mets, and the Yankee one will be here soon.
Yes.
Love to see it.
Think about the Mets. What they did is they put 66 on the back, the number 66. Like that?
It's authentic.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm good.
Good?
I'm all right.
All right.
Jerry, is there a flu C you can contract?
Probably. there actually is. There's a flu A, B, C, and D.
What?
There are.
Oh, my goodness. There's four flus?
There are four flus, correct. But I believe... D, I don't believe humans can get the D one.
Really?
That sounded strange. Yeah, I don't think so.
You can't get the D.
Exactly.
All right. Gets the D then? Is that the bird flu? Well, humans can get the bird flu.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's getting the D flu?
I don't know.
Man, they just murdered like 100,000 birds out on Long Island.
I know, I saw that.
That doesn't seem necessary. I don't get that. That one bird gets the bird flu, you got to murder a million chickens, and then we can't get eggs or chickens for...
Yeah, well...
It's weird.
Yeah, I can't explain that. Not really sure why, but
imagine if we did that during COVID to humans.
Oh God! I think
one person in your neighborhood gets COVID. Next thing you know,
a couple decisions almost made that happen.
Yeah, I'm sort of with you, but I guess you know if they kept those chickens around and then they were being infected with the bird flu and then were getting in the eggs and the meat and everything and then there was a big outbreak.
Yeah.
That'd be a problem.
So a lot of people are now, it's amazing, you know, raising chickens in their own chicken coop and having their own fresh egg.
Yeah, that's Frenchie does
step
that.
Away.
Frenchie does do that.
Yeah, Frenchie's got a chicken coop. Yep. I should get eggs from him. What am I thinking?
Oh, we used to get eggs from Lee.
We did, and then he
moved those
away.
Eggs are unbelievable.
I know. Well, those chickens are still there, but it's someone else's chickens now.
Oh. Take care of your chickens.
Take care of your chickens is right.
All right, Jerry, what's happening, man?
Well, you're talking about the baseball. We did hear from David Stearns yesterday. Before we get to Jose Iglesias, the comment on Alonso returning.
We're thrilled to have Pete back. I think Pete is thrilled to be back. He was here briefly the other day for his physical. You could, like, see the genuine excitement
in his face. Not sure if it was in Stern's face, but that was made official
Maybe
yesterday.
Maybe he walked in there with a stiffy.
I suppose it's possible.
Right? If you could see the excitement.
Pete or David Stearns, which you're talking about.
Or both of them.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, we all should be.
Having a stiffy?
Well, I mean, thinking about this, the potential of this team now in this lineup, hell yeah.
One guy who won't be a part of it, certainly doesn't sound like it, is Jose Iglesias. He was Stearns.
Yeah, I think where we are now for that role on our team, it's important for us to keep some avenues open for some of our younger players. We think it's important for us to have some roster flexibility with that spot.
It's all about roster flexibility. And I guess he's talking about the Mauricios and the Acunas and the Beatties, people like that. Here he is wanting to have infielder with options in the spot that Iglesias had.
We did that for a portion last year, and we actually kind of got away with it. But there very easily could have been a circumstance where we got stuck with a completely frozen position player roster.
It is amazing to see what
CBS... Didn't they just sign a guy? A young guy?
I forget what his name was. From the Cubs or something? I never heard of him. This was just 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. This guy batted .337 in 85 games and ended the season with a 22-game hitting streak.
Yeah.
And don't need him.
And his numbers at Citi Field were absolutely insane. Now, he did end up getting benched in the playoffs because he couldn't hit anything, and then Jeff McNeil got healthy, and then he was back out there. I actually thought they were going to say goodbye to McNeil and then have Iglesias start and then just have that role be his, but they went in a different direction. It's sure over. Did. OMG yes. is over.
Unless OMG takes his sign to the Bronx. Who knows? Speaking of which, Garrett Cole spoke yesterday why he opted back into his con. Remember he opted out, then opted back in?
Yeah.
Yeah, here was Cole.
The intention wasn't to, you know, the intention wasn't to do anything other than stay. So, and, you know, I was happy to be where my feet were back in Yankee City.
Played hardball and I lost.
Yeah.
Is essentially what it comes down to. So, the Red Sox are signing Alex Bregman, 3-year deal, $120 million opt-outs after years 1 and 2. And you got the Padres signing pitcher Nick Pivetta, 4 years, $55 million. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce said he will take some time to decide on his future. I thought this was decided. Remember at the media
He said
sessions.
He wanted to play more years.
Yeah, and I guess
several more years.
I guess this loss really bothered him. Here was Saquon Barkley. He was a guest with Howard Stern. He was
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On the phone, but he was a guest of Stern. He was asked about the Taylor Swift effect, the way she was booed at the Super Bowl. Doesn't quite get it.
They showed her on the Jumbotron, and she got booed. I don't get it. I don't get why she was getting hate there.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, she was there supporting her significant other.
It's a Philadelphia fans booed her.
The game bigger.
Well, yes, I know, but he goes on to talk about
how.
The
Philadelphia fans, like, they boo everybody.
They booed Santa Claus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Jeremy Shepp the other day. He actually did a piece on them throwing snowballs and booing Santa Claus. At the vet, the old vet. And he was saying that he still gets, you know, hate mail from Philadelphia fans because of that.
Still?
Yeah. I mean, it was a funny piece that he did. It wasn't even that serious. So they booed Taylor Swift. What do you expect?
Yeah, Saquon's taking the high road there. He understands what happens when the Swifties turn on you. Like C.J. Gardner-Johnson's mom, they hit her. All the Swifties got mad after he said something about Taylor Swift, started giving bad reviews to the restaurant that doesn't exist anymore. Thank God it didn't exist because they were trashing it and it would have hurt a small business. But yeah,
there would have been an opposite effect. People would have went to the restaurant and supported her. You know that. I know that.
I don't know if I know that.
Everything's tit for tat.
I don't know if I know
days.
That.
Come on.
Yeah. Tit for tat.
They could have sent her FEMA money.
Here's more Saquon Barkley. This is right up Al's alley. Stern was asking Barkley about the showering process from stadium to stadium. Like, is it a real thing? Do you just go in there all nude and, you know, looking at one another? Here was Saquon.
Everybody got to get over that at some point. You know, when you're a high schooler and, you know, your first time, you hop in the shower, you go in there with, you know, your underwear on. Now you're the weird guy. Everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing? Like, this is
right.
Now everyone got their eyes on you like, hey, are you all right? Like, is there something going wrong?
So, I thought this was funny, and then one more
problem that we had here at Yankee Stadium.
Well, we didn't have a problem.
Well, yeah, Al wouldn't take his clothes off.
Would you want him to take his clothes off?
Well, if he did take his clothes off, nobody would have judged. Nobody would have even seen it.
Nice,
like invisible, walk right past us.
No one would have judged.
I don't believe that.
So you guys have this whole thing in your brain, like, yeah, guys are judging and all that other crap.
Yes, they do.
I mean, maybe because you guys do.
Well, this is coming from a man with a large penis. Walk a mile in our shoes and see how you feel.
Right. You got guys here that are worried about being called Niblet Boy.
Yeah, right. Little Niblet.
Penis shrinking.
Yep.
So then here's one more from Saquon. I like the end with Robin. It is so not a big deal is what he continues to talk about.
No one cares. No one even looks or think of anything
really?
Like that. You know, you have full-on conversations with guys.
If I had been bigger, it wouldn't have been a big deal, but I was really ashamed of what I had. I'll be honest with you, Saquon. It ruined my sporting experience.
He never got to think about his abilities. He was busy worried about the size of his penis.
See, you guys are right there with Howard.
It's true, though.
I mean, you guys are really right there with Howard. God almighty.
Pretty funny. Not funny. Former Giant Kadarius Toney arrested and booked on counts of aggravated assault for strangulation and obstructing, harassing 911 calls. So that's not a good story.
He was putting out some Instagram stories after this yesterday.
And he wasn't.
I swear to God, he was. He was implying that, you know, this was somebody coming after him. Let's see, what was it? KT, sort of like, you know, my biggest flaw is that I've surrounded myself with the wrong people and stuff like that.
He's figuring that out now?
Yeah. Here it is. You can be lied on, talked about, plotted against, and still win. Put that out there. My biggest regret was going hard for the wrong people. Said that. So.
All right, so maybe he's innocent. We will find out.
Yeah, if I got one young choker, I got a million yesterday.
Yeah.
People on X.
Al, do you have the Anthony Edwards quote? I'm going to do the bad. Can you get that ready? Because this is terrible. The Knicks did beat the Hawks in overtime, 149-148. It was dramatic.
Hawks lead by one. 20 seconds remaining. The shot clock is off. Brunson defended by Daniels. Brunson puts it up. And gives the Knicks the lead. 149-148. With 11 seconds remaining. I mean,
the last 9 seconds of
regulation
was insane. And even Clyde said, well, you know, the Hawks played tough tonight. And next thing you know, the score was tied.
Yep. And they went to overtime. Now, Brunson finished with 36, had that huge go-ahead hoop. Karl Anthony Towns, 44 points, 10 rebounds.
Just don't let him take the ball out of bounds.
Fair enough. Here was Brunson. We got the dub.
Find a way to win. I mean, create space. I know I can make the basket, and it's simple as that.
And so the Knicks go into the All-Star break, 36-18 on the season. Also of note, your guy, Precious Achiuwa, 26 yep. points. 12 of 16 shooting.
Yep, he had himself a night.
New York will play Chicago next Thursday. The Nets beat the 76ers 196. D'Angelo Russell had 22. Brooklyn has played well of late. St. John's, before I do that, so the NBA story. Now, this is not Anthony Edwards, the 35-year-old Anthony Edwards who plays on the Grizzlies, as Al pointed out to me this morning. But instead, the 23-year-old Anthony Edwards.
Ant-Man.
Yes, who plays on the T-Wolves. Can you please read this quote in the story from a woman he was with, apparently?
Oh, yeah. Well, she is suing him for something, I think. But she allegedly had become pregnant by him. And then she was showing the text messages he'd sent, which included when she told him she was pregnant. He texted back, okay, LOL, get the abortion, LOL. LOL, everybody.
That's a rough reply.
Yeah. That's a weird... Yeah.
Well, it's 23 years old. He's an NBA basketball player, and this is the world that they play in. You know, this is the thing that you don't see, that you don't hear about, but a lot of these players are being told that this is what happens, and you got to be careful about it. And unfortunately, you make a mistake and you send a text like that. It just looks horrendous. LOL, everybody.
Yeah,
LOL is right.
And it was the abortion.
DA, yeah. DA. The abortion.
Yeah, the abortion.
Yeah.
Number 9, St. John's lost at Villanova 73-71 as we hear from the Mink Man.
St. John's up by 171-70. Here's Poplar down the middle. Goes baseline. Perkins for three on the right. Good. Tyler Perkins hits the big time shot. And Villanova takes the lead 73-71.
And that would be the final
score. Hockey Hall.
Yeah.
LOL, get the abortion.
Oh, boy. Nova snapping St. John's 10-game winning streak. St. John's will play Creighton now Sunday. Creighton's a game behind them now in the Big East, so a huge game on Sunday.
How was Wuga Popola last night?
He scored 22. Why? What's the matter?
I was just wondering, because he's one of their best players, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that till this morning, but yes.
Okay.
Wuga Popola.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wuga!
Iowa beat Rutgers 84-73, and you had the Four Nations began last night.
That was
with
awesome
Canada
last
beating
night.
Sweden in overtime 4-3. Mitch Marner with the game-winning goal. The U.S. plays Finland tonight.
And by the way, this game last night was incredible.
I'm sure it was.
It was
fast.
It was incredible. It was intense. There was hitting. This was not a all-star-like atmosphere. This was like an Olympic atmosphere. That's what it felt like.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Rich Cimini has a theory about who the next Jets quarterback is going to be because of a tie to the organization. We love a tie to the organization, don't we?
We do love a tie, and we also love somebody that can come along cheap.
Because
I know who the guy is, and I know that he's going to come along cheap if that's, in fact, that the way it's going to go. Like, and maybe that will make them competitive.
Yeah, and so we'll get to that at 7 o'clock. Like Matt Stafford, tied to the organization, brother-in-law, not coming cheap if the Giants want to go in that direction.
That's a trade and a contract extension.
Yes, indeed. So I found this interesting. Your former team, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Oh, they've got a linebacker who is so pissed off about the firing of Lou Anarumo that he decided to request a trade, and he wants out of Cincinnati because of this. Now, they were one of the worst defenses in the league, and Jermaine Pratt is the linebacker, and he was 10th in the NFL in tackles, had a really, really good year. He's one of their defensive captains.
I was a little surprised to see that. And the reason I was surprised to see that is because, yeah, they fired Lou Anarumo, and I think that was a sacrificial firing. Somebody had to go because the Bengals didn't make it to the playoffs. Meanwhile, you know, they get off these slow starts every year. It's one of the reasons why they're always fighting back the second half of the season. But they brought back Al Golden, who was, I think, with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He was their defensive coordinator.
Was it Al Golden, the head coach of Miami there for a while?
Yeah. And so they brought him back. He was actually on the Bengals staff with Lou Anarumo. So he would coach linebackers.
Yeah, 2020 and 2021, he was there as a linebackers coach.
So Jermaine Pratt maybe didn't like him as a linebacker coach.
And Pratt was definitely there those years, too?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he is, yeah.
Maybe he's like, damn, this Al Golden's coming back. I got to get my ass out of here.
Maybe that's it. You never know. There's a lot of stuff percolating out in Cincinnati simply because Joe Burrow is, you know, trying to get the team to sign their offensive stars and also Trey Hendrickson, their defensive end, who led the league in sacks this year. So, and Joe's trying to put pressure on the Bengals, kind of like Carson Palmer did towards the end of his career. And kind of like I tried to do towards my career. It seems like a reoccurring theme out there in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but that, well, yes. And both of those instances led to you and him, meaning Carson Palmer, going somewhere else. Yeah, but that's not happening with Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's tied in there for at least another 4 or 5 years. But the problem that the Bengals have, you know, when you start looking at salary cap and you start looking at percentages and you start saying, okay, I'm going to pay Joe Burrow this, I'm going to pay T. Higgins that, I'm going to pay Ja'Marr Chase this. Now, all of a sudden, you're well over 60% of your salary cap is being paid on three guys and are all on offense.
Yeah.
You can't. You really can't do that, even though the cap will go up significantly. And I know that they all want to stay together. I would love to stay together, too. But, you know, what's unfair about all of this is that T. Higgins had to play under the tag this year. They could tag him again this year.
They can't coming do up. That. They cannot do that.
Well, the tag for him coming up this year would be $26
million. Yeah, but, right, which is a huge number, and that's great.
But he's going to make more money than that on the open market. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, there are teams that are desperate for a wide receiver where he's going to make somewhere, I would assume, somewhere between, let's say, 28 to 35 million for 4 years. I mean, you can't ask him to keep sacrificing to stay there.
No, and I think that there are plenty of teams with a lot of cap space that are going to be interested in him, and he's probably going to get maybe even overpaid because there's going to be so many teams bidding for his services.
I would think that the two highest projected free agents right now, if I had to guess, would be left tackle Ronnie Stanley from the Baltimore Ravens and wide receiver T. Higgins. Those would be the two guys that if there are teams trying to rebuild and trying to bring in, you know, starting Pro Bowl type players, those two players are going to get a lot of, you know, they're going to get a lot of action, but they're also going to be paid the highest. Other guys like a Zach Bond, like when you pay him $3.5 million and you take him off in New Orleans and you put him on the defense for the Philadelphia Eagles and becomes an all-pro player. Now that's the kind of thing you really want. Or you go after Saquon Barkley and he gives you a 2,000-yard season and he plays in all the games.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you win champions.
Right. That's what you try to do, find those guys. And Saquon, you know, got money, but it sounds like you know, there'll be a couple running backs out there looking for big money, and I think James Cook up in Buffalo is looking for $15 million a year. I don't know if he'll get it from Buffalo. You know, as good as he was this year and as important he was to them, he's going to want money. But again, like when you talk about these salary cap issues, man, these voidable years are now becoming the thing that people are discussing in terms of the impact that it will have on different salary caps. And I don't know how the Eagles will handle this, but they have $390 million that is attached to voidable years, contracts with players on their teams.
So that means in layman's terms?
What that means in layman's terms, sooner or later it's going to come home to roost and you're going to have to make some difficult decisions unless somehow you can still manipulate the cap. And the one thing I will say about Howie Roseman, he's not only a good judge of talent, he's also a master manipulator when it comes to the cap. Now, other teams could be doing the same thing, and other teams are doing it, but he's almost got $400 million tied to avoidable years, where I think the San Francisco 49ers might be second with like $208 million tied to voidable years.
Does that mean that the owner has to sign off on that?
Because
at some point he's going to have to hand over large amounts of cash to these guys?
I think he's already handed over large amounts of cash. And I think a lot of this is tied to signing bonuses, restructured signing bonuses, add-on contract years to spread out the money, that kind of thing. And they all know that the salary cap is going to go up significantly over the next 5 years. It always does. So I think they're counting on some of that to relieve some of that pressure. But I saw an interview where Stephen Jones was talking about this in regards to the Philadelphia Eagles, that sooner or later that it's going to come home to roost. The question is when, or does Howie Roseman have something else up his sleeve to be able to manipulate the cap the way that he's done?
All right, coming up next, what veteran quarterback does Rich Cimini have coming to the Jets potentially because of one of their offseason hires? It's